The assembly is called to order. Your Excellencies, Honorable Ministers, Ambassadors, Delegates, Director General, I would like to thank this August Assembly for their trust in electing me as the President of the 64th World Health Assembly. I would like to express my appreciation to Mr. Monteros and I deem my predecessor for his contribution to the last World Health Assembly, and I'd also like to thank Dr. Maria Isabel Rodriguez for having opened the 64th World Health Assembly in his absence. I will deliver the customary President's address later today, and I will follow with the proceedings. So I shall now continue with our work, and we shall now turn to the nomination for the offices of the Vice Presidents of the Health Assembly. I should recall that since the European region has filled the post of the President, it will be equitable to choose the Vice Presidents from among delegates coming from the other five WHO regions. In that regard, the following proposals have been received. Mr. Ri Jang-gon from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Dr. Mohammad Hussein Niknam from the Islamic Republic of Iran, Professor C.O. Onigbuchi Chukwu from Nigeria, Dr. Enrique T. Ona from the Philippines, and Mrs. Therese Baptiste Cornelis from Trinidad and Tobago. In the absence of any objections, I would like to ask if these proposals are acceptable from the Assembly. And in the absence of any objections, I take it that this is the wish of the Health Assembly to elect the five delegates mentioned for the post of Vice President of the 64th Health World Assembly. I shall now determine by lot the order in which the Vice Presidents shall be requested to serve should the President be unable to act in between sessions. The names of the five Vice Presidents have been written down on five separate sheets of paper, which I'm going to draw by lot. First is Professor Chukwu from Nigeria. Mr. Ri Jang-gon from Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Dr. Enrique Ona from the Philippines. Dr. Mohammad Hussein Niknam from the Islamic Republic of Iran. And Mrs. Therese Baptiste Cornelis from Trinidad and Tobago. There will be seating arranged for the Vice President here on the stage to the right of the podium, and I will suggest that the Vice Presidents take their seats on the stage at the second plenary meeting after the General Committee's first meeting, which will take place this morning, immediately after we conclude the first plenary. We shall now turn to the election of the Chairman of the main committees. For the Office of Chairman of Committee A, Dr. Walid Amar of Lebanon has been proposed. Is this proposal acceptable? Dr. Walid Amar is therefore elected as Chairman of Committee A. For the Office of Chairman of Committee B, Dr. Maria Teresa Valenzuela of Chile has been proposed. And I'd like to ask if this proposal is also acceptable. In the absence of any objection, I take that this is the wish of the Health Assembly to elect Dr. Maria Teresa Valenzuela as Chairman of Committee B. We shall now proceed to the election of the 17 members of the General Committee in accordance with Rule 29 of the Rules of Procedure. The General Committee consists of the President, the Vice Presidents, the Chairman of the main committees, and 17 delegates to be elected by this Assembly. In order to have an equitable geographical distribution of the General Committee, I propose that the Assembly elect the remaining members of the General Committee as follows. 5 member states from the African region, 3 member states from the region of the Americas, 1 member state from the Eastern Mediterranean region, 5 member states from the European region, 1 member state from the Southeast Asian region, and 2 member states from the Western Pacific region. You have before you in the white paper proposals for the nomination of the 17 other members of the General Committee. I shall repeat these proposals by region. Africa, Botswana, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Gambia, and Guinea. Americas, Cuba, Paraguay, and the United States of America, Eastern Mediterranean, Egypt, Europe, Albania, France, Hungary, Russian Federation, and the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. From the Southeast Asia is India, and from the Western Pacific region, the Federated States of Micronesia and the People's Republic of China. Does the Assembly agree with these 17 proposals? I see no objection, and I take it therefore that this is the wish of the Assembly to elect these member states as members of the General Committee. It is so decided. We have now completed our business for this plenary, and may I express my thanks to you all for your cooperation and for keeping this quiet in the room, which is very helpful for everybody. The General Committee will hold its first meeting upon the adjournment of this meeting. The members of the committee shall proceed to room 12, I repeat, room 12, which is located on this floor of this building in the corridor leading to the new building. May I remind you that according to Rule 30 of the Rules of Procedure, attendance to the General Committee is limited to its members and not to more than one member of each delegation to the Health Assembly not represented there. The next plenary meeting will be held here in this room this morning at 11 or immediately upon conclusion of the General Committee. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.